Let us pray. Loving and forgiving God, may the words I am about to share and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Do we know, do we understand the abundance in our lives? I don't mean money or property or possessions, although those are not bad things in themselves. Those things give us the opportunity to do good things, to share, to help, to make someone's life better, to have experiences that can be enriching and increase our own understanding. I don't mean abundance of food, drink, clothes, cars, jewelry, good looks, or great hair. What this passage is saying is that Jesus has come to impart life to the fullest, to give us to us the abundance of an enriched life, the intimacy of relationships, love, family, friends, partners, mentors, and memories. And the abundance of love and joy that God, through Jesus, shares with us each and every day. I met a man, kind of an ordinary, everyday sort of man. We were taking a trip together, but it was to be no ordinary, everyday trip. Not for me. We met in a hotel lobby. Amongst lots of other excited and chattering people, he held out his hand and we shook. "Hi," he said, "I'm Jerry from Tulsa." I held his hand for a brief moment then, but every day since I can feel his hand in mine. We boarded a bus, Jerry and me and 16 or so others. We pulled away from the hotel and began our journey. Jerry and me, and 16 others. Within the first hour, Jerry had introduced himself to everyone. We rode along in that bus and experienced adventures together. Beautiful scenery, breathtaking mountains, helicopter rides, rushing rivers, a cloudless, sunny day. Jerry is everyone's friend by the end of the day. I heard him say more than once, "We are making memories." We walked pathways, sidewalks, and roadways. We saw splendor everywhere, and we slept in another beautiful hotel. The next day, we made more memories. With more lovely sights to see, delicious meals to enjoy, we chatted and learned more about one another. Jerry is a Christian with a strong and deep faith. Over the next few days, we laughed and shared stories, shared the experience of enjoying our beautiful Canadian country. On about the fourth day, a member of our group told me that Jerry is very ill. "No," I said, "he looks great. He's having the time of his life." "Exactly," she told me. "He is living and enjoying his bucket list trip. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, a neurodegenerative disease where the nerve cells that control your muscles die. The living wires that connect your brain to your muscles degenerate, leading to a loss of mobility, loss of speech, and eventually impact the ability to breathe. It affects about 3,000 Canadians. About 1,000 Canadians contract this disease each year, and about 1,000 Canadians will die each year. And there is no cure or effective treatment. My new friend Jerry is very ill. A day or so later, we all boarded a train, and lucky me, Jerry is seated behind me. We talked and laughed more, and then I asked him, "Jerry," I asked, "are you not well?" Jerry's eyes softened, the merry twinkle dimmed, but just for a split second. And he told me of his disease and the outlook for his future. He was already losing some of the use of his arms and hands. And yes, the Rocky Mountaineer train through the BC Rockies is his bucket list trip. He is not sad, nor angry, nor bitter. He is reflective of all the joys and the abundance of his life. He shared stories and pictures of his grandchildren, whom he adores. He has a lovely wife, Patty, who walks every step of his journey close beside him. He has musical gifts, although the ability to play his guitar is starting to leave him. He sang for us, sweet, funny little songs that made us smile and laugh. He quoted just small parts of scripture, the right words spoken at the right moment that truly enhance the beauty and splendor of our surroundings. Jerry has a daughter who, as it happens, is a speech pathologist. She has introduced a computer program to him that allows him to record 2,000 of the most common words and phrases. He is doing this project, he told me, so that after he loses the ability to speak, and when his grandchildren talk with him, he will be able to answer through the computer with the sound of his own voice. I told him to go home and record his laughter, a wonderful sound that his children and grandchildren should always know. Jerry's two daughters worked very hard this past summer to bring a chapter of the ALS Association to Tulsa, which hosted an ice bucket challenge and the first ever walkathon to increase awareness and raise money for the fight against this insidious disease. Jerry got iced and laughed joyously. He walked every meter of the walkathon. Jerry's t-shirt for the walk in big bold letters says, "Making a Memory with Jerry." Jerry now has a feeding tube. He cannot type messages to me, but we share by phone, as thankfully he can still talk. He is still working. He's a hydraulics engineer. Using a voice-activated computer system his company has provided, he cannot play his guitar anymore, but he can still sing his praise songs for the Lord and the abundance he has been given. Jerry's continuing journey will be a difficult one, but he has his hand firmly placed within the hand of God and trusts without question that his life is filled with the abundance of a life lived in love. If you are very lucky, you will see a shooting star in the night sky. A shooting star bursts upon the sky, shines brighter than a million candles, lights up our eyes, and makes us smile. Jerry is a shooting star for me, shining very brightly when I met him, still glowing, but moving closer and closer to the horizon. Someday, not too far away, this star will fade and disappear. But I have been abundantly blessed to have seen it. I am better for knowing Jerry. Sorry. What are the abundances in your life? Do you know them? Embrace them? Share them with others of God's children? Will you, in a quiet moment, take them out one by one and examine them? Be grateful for your abundance. They are the tidings of great joy. Amen. Please join me in the pastoral prayer printed on page 3 of your order of service, where I will say a series of short prayers, each ending with the phrase, "Lord, you have come." The response pattern is printed.